Young Stanislas Matureva lives in Gweru's high-density suburb of Mkoba 18, far from the reach of the first world that he will soon be living in. Stanislas cannot contain his joy and excitement that this August he will be going to Harvard University, one of the top universities in the United States. Stanislas did his A-level at Thornhill High School in Gweru and attained distinctions in maths, physics and chemistry, an achievement that earned him a scholarship under the U.S. Embassy's United States Achievers Program, which helps gifted students from disadvantaged backgrounds to attend university in America. Every year, there are a number of whiz kids who emerge from Zimbabwe's O and A-level examinations. But Stanislas' achievement is more remarkable given the fact that at some stage in his schooling life, being the eldest in his family, he had to take care of his 11-year-old young sister and 9-year-old brother as his mother, a civil servant, had been transferred to work in Bulawayo. Instead of seeing it as a distraction or hindrance, Stanislas says such responsibility motivated him.
That helped me to think about things, and after thinking about things, I managed to prioritize things. There's some other things that I set aside as important, and some other things that I set aside as secondary. And amongst those things I set aside as priorities was the duty to take care of my siblings, as the duty to read as well. It motivated me to read. It empowered me. It really did empower me.
Stanislas did his primary at Mpumelelo in Mkoba 15 and his Form 1 to 4 at Mkoba 1 High School, where he got 14 distinctions for his O-level before going to Thornhill High. Deputy Head Mariam Zondo of Thornhill High was Stanislas' chemistry teacher. Muzondo praises Stanislas, who was head boy at the school, as a young man of good character and is happy that he got a scholarship to attend Harvard University.
Stanislas has done us proud as a school. Apart from being his deputy head, I was also his chemistry teacher. He was one of my best chemistry students. I encouraged him to write 3 subjects in June, and he did. He got 15 points, and we're very happy. And we are happy that he has put our school on the map and also our country on the map.
But some critics argue it is of little use to have whiz kids like Stanislas being plucked from their developing nations like Zimbabwe to attain higher education in foreign countries. Others also point out the fact that a number of those who go to study abroad are often reluctant to return home. Rebecca Ziglamano is the U.S. Embassy's education advisor. While she admits that some Zimbabweans who have been educated in the diaspora, including the U.S., have been hesitant to return home, she says the United States Achievers Program gives locals an opportunity to receive education from some of the best universities with some of the best facilities in the world, which they can make use of to help develop Zimbabwe. Ziglamano says more Zimbabweans are now keen on returning home.
Starting from 2 years ago, we're seeing this incredible trend in the 1,000th percentile rank of the number of Zimbabweans coming back from the diaspora, and the U.S. is part of that. So we've had quite a few noteworthy individuals. We have doctors, a neurosurgeon, neurologist, heart surgeon who have all come home. We have engineers who've come home. We have business people, agro-business people, lecturers, teachers. The interesting thing is most of them who are coming back are starting their own thing. They're not slotting into a job, and I think that's also positive because they can bring back their ideas.
Stanislas has written a Shona novel entitled Chandaka Zvitira, published by a local publishing house in 2011. The book is about the problems faced by a young person who has been forced into early marriage. Besides writing, Stanislas likes reading, playing chess, and debating topical issues with friends. He says Zimbabwean telecommunications businessman Strive Masiwa is his role model. Although he says he's still to make up his mind on what he's going to study at Harvard, Stanislas is passionate about returning to Zimbabwe to help build the nation and quickly scoffs at the suggestion that he might not want to return.
You can go there, acquire a basic education, acquire all those resources, acquire everything that is needed, and then come back to Zimbabwe. And after coming back to Zimbabwe, you can even build it using all those skills that would have acquired in the United States of America. It's only because the people that would have gone there are those who are egocentric, people that don't have care for their roots, people that don't care about where they come from. So actually, if you are someone who's so sensitive about where he came from, then definitely you come back to Zimbabwe and build it.
Despite the view that Zimbabwe's education system has been going down over the years with economic decline, Ziglamano says Zimbabwean students who attend American universities hold their own among their peers, often producing top-class results. The United States Achievers Program was started in 1999, and 275 Zimbabweans have been granted scholarships through the program so far. About 20 students from across the country go to the U.S. under the program each year, among them Michelle Matesha from Nyanga, who got into both Amherst and Pennsylvania universities, Takuzwa Tafuma from Bulawayo, who got into Amherst University, Clement Kudakwashe from rural Seke into Dartmouth University, celebrity Okai Nyikadzino from Chivu into Reed University, and Simbarashe Chijigagwai of Marondera into Michigan State. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.